Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at PNF and balance and strength, and finally, a commentary on cost effectiveness of manual therapies. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 570, recorded November 4th, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies described the effects of a PNF program, that's proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, a PNF program on balance, strength, and mobility in an older adult with chronic stroke. The patient was male, age 69, with right hemiplegia for 17 years and had diminished balance, balance confidence, lower extremity strength, and gait velocity. The patient received 1 hour of PNF-based therapy 3 times a week for 6 weeks. The study concluded that PNF was effective in enhancing balance, strength, and mobility in an older adult with chronic stroke and may mitigate falls fall risks in this population. More research is needed to determine its impact in a larger sample of older people with chronic stroke. Surf to our show notes for links. A commentary published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies discussed the cost effectiveness of manual therapies for neck and low back pain. Neck and low back pain are global health problems which diminish quality of life and consume vast economic resources. Cost effectiveness in healthcare is the minimal amount spent to obtain acceptable outcomes. Studies on manual therapies often fail to identify which manual therapy intervention or combinations with other interventions is the most cost-effective. The purpose of this commentary was to sample the dialogue within the literature of the cost-effectiveness of evidence-based manual therapies with a particular focus on the neck and low back regions. The lack of homogeneity in the available literature makes difficult any valid comparison among the various cost-effectiveness studies. Potential outcome bias in each study is dependent upon the lens through which it is evaluated. If evaluated from a societal perspective, the conclusion slants toward adequate interventions in an effort to decrease cost rather than toward the most effective interventions with the best outcomes. When cost data are assessed according to a healthcare or individual perspective, greater value is placed on quality of life, the patient's belief, and the willingness to pay. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. People who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.